Agriculture has always been much more than an economic activity. It is culture, subsistence, and memory. In the proto-history experimental field, agricultural research has been one of the most active and revealing branches. Since its inception, the CEP has promoted various lines of research, the cultivation of cereals, grapevines, and olive trees, as well as the construction of silos with different morphologies and tools made of wood or metal to study their use and lifespan. The initial proposal included two plots of 100 square meters, one with common wheat and the other with hulled barley, two cereals frequently found in archaeobotanical samples from Els Estanclels and other sites in the western Catalan plains. But the goal was not merely to produce, the aim was to experiment with the entire process, from cultivation to the creation of final products such as flour, wine, and oil. The western zone of the CEP is divided into two areas. One for scientific experimentation and another for educational projects. The starting hypothesis was clear: can ancient vegetation and crops be reconstructed based on archaeobotanical data? To answer this question, every step of food processing was taken into account: cleaning, treading, winnowing, shoveling or screening, processing, using mills or mortars, and transformation, baking or boiling. This research makes it possible to reconstruct, historically, aspects such as agriculture, nutrition, medicine, and the economy, as well as the symbolic world, since plants played a fundamental role in cultic and religious spheres. Experiments at the CEP are based on rigorous scientific criteria. They must meet architectural and technical requirements and withstand the test of time. Once an experiment is completed, the results are compared with archaeological data. If there is a correlation, the hypothesis is validated; if not, it is rejected and reformulated. Currently, cereal experimentation has been paused, but visitors can explore the grapevine and olive productions, which are directly related to the press found in the Iberian settlement. Furthermore, in the small experimental silo field, several empty silos can be seen, one frustaconical, one globular, one cylindrical, and one sealed. Each speaks of a specific moment, a technique, and a way of preserving what the earth provides. Here, agriculture becomes living archaeology, and the past, a tool to understand the present.